The estimated overtime pay for Capitol Police officers and officers from the Tallahassee Regional Operations Center for time spent supervising the Dream Defenders is fast approaching $150,000. Altogether, the estimated cost to the state as of Tuesday was $388,924.97. Those statistics are based on emails from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement containing both the estimated costs and incident reports. The incident narratives have ranged from the basic, noting the number of protesters staying in the building overnight, to the bizarre. For example, on Monday, August 5th, one protester measured the East Plaza doors, but refused to answer when an officer asked him why he was measuring.
I believe the reason they were measuring is they actually brought in a mural. A couple of days later.
That's Gretel Plessinger, communications director with the FDLE's Office of External Affairs. According to Plessinger, the estimated costs are based on hourly wage data provided by the department's Office of Financial Management.
The overtime wage is calculated at $31.76 for law enforcement officers and $39.53 for sergeants and investigators.
The incident reports are compiled from a daily incident log and additional reports from Capitol Police. Again, here's Plessinger.
Everything involving the protesters goes into the incident report that you get.
Sierra Taylor is political director for the Dream Defenders.
I think that the Capitol Police are reporting every incident that has happened, whether it be exaggerated or just misunderstood.
One of those misunderstandings appears to have occurred on the evening of August 10th. The state's email report reads, "Protesters complied with orders from Capitol Police to cease constructing a wall of plastic containers." Plessinger says the plastic bins are used by protesters to store bedding.
It was after hours and they were setting them up around where they were, their sleeping area, and it inhibited the officer's sight line, so they asked them to remove them.
According to Taylor, the incident stemmed from attempts by demonstrators to comply with previous instructions by officers to move bedding and food to a designated overnight area before 5 p.m.
What happened was when people were bringing down our bedding and our storage, they started spreading it out, and so then they told us, no, you can't spread it out. You have to wait until 5 o'clock. We're not trying to cause any trouble.
Plessinger says the demonstrators have been respectful and peaceful during their time at the Capitol, and despite what she called some bumps in the road early in the occupation, Taylor said the police have been respectful and friendly. However, Taylor added that there are times when what she would consider an unnecessary number of officers are present.
There was one Sunday where there were only 30 Dream Defenders and there were 17 officers in the building. I think some would question, why is that overuse of police force even necessary? And that's more police officers than there probably are in the building during legislative session when there are many groups present.
Taylor says the Dream Defenders aren't leaving until the passage of Trayvon's Law, a policy package they introduced with the NAACP that, among other measures, would repeal the state's Stand Your Ground law. Taylor wouldn't say whether the protesters were prepared to stay at the Capitol indefinitely. For WJCT News, I'm Patrick Donges.